Oh, thank you so much. That's right. It's Mike and Kim, and we have some good stuff for you.
I'm going to share a story about a boy and his barber.
I'm going to share one about Catholic horses.
Catholic horses?
Yep.
Well, that should be worth sticking around for.
That's what I thought.
The Terry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine, Nebraska. A nice summer trip down the Niobrara River, out to Merritt Reservoir, maybe Fort Falls, Smith Falls, Snake Falls, Berry Falls. Yeah, any of those waterfalls that we have. Didn't know we had waterfalls, did you? We also got some great bird watching. Check it out. Visit Valentine.com.
Did you know all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News? Information on grains, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily ag news is now provided also. That's at www.tsln.com. Get your subscription coming so you get all of this weekly updates on a regular basis.
You better go first because I can't wait to hear about Catholic horses.
All right, here we go. Bubba was from Alabama and was a good old Southern Baptist. He loved to sneak away to the racetrack. One day he was there betting on the ponies and losing his shirt when he noticed a priest step out onto the track and bless the forehead of one of the horses lining up for the fourth race. Lo and behold, this horse, a very long shot, Mike, won the race. Bubba was most interested to see what the priest did in the next race. Sure enough, he watched the priest step out onto the track as the horses for the fifth race lined up and placed a blessing on the forehead of one of the horses. Bubba made a beeline for the window and placed a small bet on the horse. Again, even though another long shot, the horse the priest had blessed won the race. Bubba collected his winnings and anxiously waited to see which horse the priest bestowed his blessing on for the sixth race. The priest showed, blessed a horse, Bubba bet on it, and it won. Bubba was elated. As the day went on, the priest continued blessing one of the horses, and it always came in first. Bubba began to pull in some serious money, and by the last race, he knew his wildest dreams were going to come true. He made a quick stop at the ATM, withdrew big money, and awaited the priest's blessing that would tell him which horse to bet on. True to his pattern, the priest stepped out onto the track before the last race and blessed the forehead, eyes, ears, and hooves of one of the horses. Bubba bet every cent and watched the horse come in dead last. Now he is dumbfounded. He made his way to the track, and when he found the priest, he demanded, "What happened, Father? All day you blessed the horses, and they won. The last race, you blessed a horse, and he lost. Now I've lost all my savings, thanks to you." The priest nodded wisely and said, "That's the trouble with you Protestants. You can't tell the difference between a simple blessing and the last rites."
Oh, no. Oh, that poor horse. Here's something that was sent in by Darwin and Kimberly Hanslick for the good stuff. A young boy enters the barber shop, and Bill Soprovich, the barber, whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch while I prove it to you." The barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and two quarters in the other, then calls the boy over and asks, "Which do you want, son?" The boy takes the quarters and he leaves. "What did I tell you?" the barber said. "That kid never learns." Later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream store. "Hey, son, may I ask you a question? Why did you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?" The boy licked his cone and replied, "Because the day I take the dollar, the game's over." Those are the kind of things we like to get on the good stuff.
That's right. Oh, that is cute. Hey, this is from Dale Carnegie in Being a Leader. Here's just a couple of points to pay attention to. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Always remember to call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. Another tip, talk about your own mistakes before criticizing anyone else. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. Let the other person save face. Those are just a few points for becoming a leader by Dale Carnegie.
And thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.